I'm doing a little class at a school. That's about it. In next week, sometime. It's kind of running down. I'm trying to. Funnily enough, I'm thinking of. I think the best thing that I've found is, you go to these. I went to Avalon, which is not far from where you.
Yeah,
not too
I love
far.
Avalon. Yeah.
They've got a lovely little place called Bucacino. Have you ever been out there? It's a little.
I've been to Avalon, but not Bucacino.
Bucacino's, and what I'm trying to target is these small towns, all of which usually have one bookstore. And the great thing about places like that is everybody who's a book reader will probably go to whichever author that he or she may be. They'll come, so you get at least 25, 30 people, and you can, that's where you try and make converts, I guess, and see if they're interested. So what I want to do is a regional tour. I'm not interested in the big cities. It's too hot, unless it's a really, see, the really big stores don't have gatherings. Dimmicks in Sydney doesn't have a gathering like that.
I know Mona Vale has.
See, that's perfect. Mona Vale is a suburban, well, you can call it regional, it's not the right word, but it's suburban and it's outer and it's got its own little
and
community.
And the other one that you might be interested in, because there's the Mona Vale, it's not Hartogs, what's the other one? Oh, is it Hartogs? Oh, I can't remember. There would only be one or two. It's not Dimmicks.
But I only go if you and Ellie come.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, in a flash. But there's also one on, there's a newly opened sort of cappuccino bookshop in Collaroy as well.
Okay.
And they're small, and I think that they would be the sort of places where
exactly
they'd
what I'm
like
looking
that
for.
Sort of gathering, because people come and buy coffee.
Yeah, it's a coffee, it's Bucacino, you go and have a coffee. There's a good one in Bondi called, what's it called? It's got a funny name. Anyway, they're little communal ones that the big bookshop, big stores, they don't really do it.
But people gravitate towards those. Mm. We used to have one in DY and it went when they did the construction. But I think that, as I say, the one in Mona Vale I think would be perfect, because I notice that they often have author signings.
If you can maybe send me a mail with the name of that, and I can maybe say, do you want? Maybe they'll say no, but
I wouldn't be surprised, and also the one on Pittwater Road in Collaroy too.
Okay,
I think
all right.
would be great.
Those are exactly
the other place
sort of thing.
Is Mudgee. My brother's in Mudgee, and
that's
have fantastic
perfect.
Book.
You know, some guy comes out from Sydney. They may not have read the book, but hopefully, look. Let's be honest. My name. They all want to see what Bryce's son looks like. So they come and see what Bryce's son looks like. So that's, that happens.
Yeah.
If I can use that, I'll use it. And hopefully they'll like the book.
Absolutely. You know? And you really need to, because if you want to write and it matters, I mean, writing and telling stories matters. Mm. So in actual fact, it's the means to the end.
And that's how he did it. He went out to every fly bit, not Mudgee's lovely place, but he went out to places you wouldn't believe, and they have a barbecue and there's 100 people.
Look,
there's 100 converts right there.
Look, and I know, because any copies that aren't sold within a certain amount of time, they just end up off the shelves, and so it is that dedication.
Exactly, so I'm going to be hiring someone, hopefully can get me into those places. Maybe I should do it myself, I don't know, but I don't really like the idea of it's just an author ringing up and saying, do you want me?
I don't think there's a problem with that these days. It's a different generation. It really is.
Okay,
it's completely
maybe I should
different.
Do it. Maybe I should.
My observation is, because I also work at a couple of literary journals, and it's all about tweeting. It's all about promoting it through social network.
Yeah.
Photos. Mm-hmm. It's literally... the work that you can do yourself, getting in people's inboxes.
Yeah,
that's the way that it, people who can combine both those skills do well.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm hoping to do. I've tried a few and then I didn't hear back from several, and I thought,
I think the other thing is that you can't, I think you do have to persevere a little bit, because most people are understaffed and overworked, and it's often just the case that things get into inboxes. Okay. And
You should be my publicist, maybe we'll talk. I'm sure you've got enough on your plate.
I'm lucky. I have no complaints. But yeah,
I'm joking.
I do think about it, and it's it's an interesting insight.
I'm just having a laugh.
Because I think about it in all seriousness.
When are you going to write a book? I've said it to Ali. Now, you're an English doctor, a doctor of English.
I am. I actually have. I've had more sort of short stories. Published in essays.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember my dad, when he first came out with The Power of One, he was in this big room and he used to point people out and say, you, whoever, John Smith, you've got a book in you, you over there. And they're all going, what?
Yeah,
so every now and then I thought, oh, I'll do the same. You, Michelle, you've got one.
I have a couple. But, yeah, no, I like the short story.
Talk to me. You need help? Come and talk to me.
Well, it is. It is often that, because it is such a, you know, especially these days, it's such an industry. And I think that's a really, and it's a really rapidly changing industry.
Yeah. It is. It's different to when he was doing it. I don't know how well he'd survive. It's very, very crowded now, with lots of people trying to muscle in.
And there's a lot of factors that are not literary that affect your success.
True.
So, you know, that's a fact.